Are you playing this for Johnny? Because she wants to paint her back patio? Okay, this song's for Johnny. Johnny, I hope you enjoy it. Crank it up, Mike.
Love it.
All right, Miss Johnny. That's Mike Reesh. That's Mike Reesh, our broadcast engineer. He's always got some tune for something.
All right. He did it this morning. Yeah. Very good.
It's a lot easier to paint to the rhythm, right?
Exactly. I love painting, but I think this is a big job. I'm going to have somebody else do it for me.
Let me talk a little bit more. Let me ask you a couple more questions about this west-facing patio.
Sure.
Is it exposed ceiling joists, or do you have a drywall lid nailed up to the bottom of this patio?
No, I actually have a roof on it, a really nice roof, and that was done several years ago.
Okay.
And it's open, the joists are open
okay.
to that, but it's covered all the way.
Very
but
good.
But the thing about it is, there, you know, I bet you know where I live. I live up on 12th, just north of Northern on 12th, and those apartments sit up there. So I don't actually get all of the west sun because that blocks it once it gets over a little bit past that little mountain where those apartments sit.
Yeah. Well, Johnny, we're not going to want to be painting in the middle of the afternoon. But, you know,
right.
it's in particular, we're going to want to watch the weather. We're not going to want to be painting when it is actually raining. We don't
mm-hmm.
mind painting when the humidity is up. And we don't want to be painting in a hot, dry wind. So in the course of these next couple weeks, you're going to want to have a painter on that project sometime between, you know, sunrise and, say, 11 o'clock in the morning. There's plenty of good working opportunity to get the job done. Our painters do work year-round, and we just have to be strategic about how we're going to do it. So we don't want to paint a surface that's exceeding about 100 degrees. We can't go to a west-face stucco wall in the middle of the summer afternoon that's, you know, scoring 118, 120, 130 degree temperature. It'll
right.
suck the moisture out of the paint before it's allowed to actually chemically bond to the surface. So you avoid a couple, you know, intuitive mistakes like that, and it's certainly paintable in the summer.
Well, and he also said that if we put a couple of coats of that Kiehl's shellac on there, because the wood's never been painted and it's an older home, he said that that would ensure that the paint job would really last forever after it's done.
Okay.
Do you agree with that?
Are we going to try and stain the exposed rafters and roof
no.
deck, or are we going to fully color it and paint it?
No, we're going to paint it.
Okay. So I'm guessing if you've had a painter already there looking at it and he's recommending Kiehl's as the primer, we probably have some
yes.
water stains on the wood that's there already?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, okay. So the Kiehl's is going to kill all those stains. It's going to make a great primer, and then you top coat that with an exterior high acrylic paint, and you'll be in great shape. Romy?
It would be very overkill if it was new wood, but because it's exposed wood that's been there a long time.
With some water stains.
Right.
Some oil.
Before the roof was put on, it got stained. You know, yeah. It didn't have anything. So those beams got a little damaged, but not much. It's in great shape. So thank you so much.
Well, you can use all that money you're saving by supercooling to get the paint job done, right?
There you go.
She's cut her bill in half. After living here in Arizona since 1969, I could tell her voice. She didn't want to say this on air, but I could tell in her voice she went into supercooling with fear and trepidation, saying, "If Rosie says it's going to work, it's going to work." But he, you know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. People tell me all the time, "You're insane. There's no way I'm going to turn my thermostat down in the middle of the summer."
And save money.
And be more comfortable and have better indoor air quality. Johnny, we appreciate the kind testimony and good luck on getting that patio covered. Let's paint it. Let's see if we can get to Cindy in Scottsdale. Good morning, Cindy.
Yes, good morning. My question is about water treatment and
okay.
water softening.
Okay.
And I don't have either, and I'd like the treatment to get rid of the chlorine.
Okay.
But the softener for my appliances, just had it replumbed with new copper piping.
Okay.
I don't feel like I really have really hard water. It doesn't bother me, but just thinking it would make my life nicer.
Yeah, it would. And your water is currently supplied by the city of Scottsdale?
City of Phoenix.
City of Phoenix, okay. Well, chances are you probably do have really hard water.
That's nothing against Phoenix.
Right.
The Scottsdale, Paradise Valley, Tempe, Globe.
It's just the fact of the matter of living here in the valley. And in fact, living in Arizona. We have some very, very hard water in Arizona. And the first thing I want, you've already answered, whenever someone wants my opinion on water treatment, I have to ask them, what do you want out of it? And you've already answered a couple of those questions. You want to eliminate the chlorine. And that's so you don't have to breathe the chlorine off gassing in the showers or drink it from the faucets in the kitchen and whatnot. So any good carbon filter is going to dechlorinate your water. Now, is that all that you need? You'd like the water softener to save the appliances and whatnot. Now, there are a lot of products out there currently advertising that they soften water without a salt exchange. And for a long time, we told people that's impossible. You cannot soften water without an ion exchange that requires sodium. But there has been, within the last decade, innovations that will let you soften water without salt. It's called nanofiltration. And for a residence, if you want your entire water supply softened through nanofiltration, you can expect to spend something in the neighborhood of $75,000 to $100,000. So I cannot say anymore that there's no way to soften water without salt, because there is. But I'll tell you one way you cannot soften water. You cannot soften water with magnets wrapped around your water line. You cannot soften water with electric wires wrapped around your water line. Those do not soften your water. So when it comes to soft water, Cindy, there are two certified Rosie on the House water treatment specialists serving Maricopa County. It's All About Water that sells and represents and deals in the brand of EcoWater equipment. And then there's Water Treatment Technologies that crosses a whole series of brands and services all brands. Water Treatment Technologies and All About Water are the experts we trust in your area of Arizona. Get them out to the site. Get them both out to the site and have them take a look at the replumbing job. And when you had the house replumbed, did you think to ask them to put in a water softener loop while they were doing it?
No, unfortunately not. But I did have Robin out from Water Treatment.
Okay.
And so he was very thorough and great about explaining everything. He suggested I'd be able to put it outside.
Yeah. Whatever Robin is recommending from Water Treatment Technologies, I would endorse, because he's not going to recommend anything that wouldn't work. And the thing about Robin is he doesn't have any blood in his veins.
Uh-huh.
It's water.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I know very few people that know as much about water as Robin Pettijohn at Water Treatment Technologies.
Yes, he was very passionate about it. I was impressed. But even though I have the pipes on my roof, because it's a flat roof, it's okay to put it on the side of the house and hook everything, the softener and possibly the filtration.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for being small town company.
All right, Miss Sandy. Thanks. We appreciate the call, Miss Cindy. Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
All right. Can we squeeze one more in? We've got Dennis and we've got Jim and we've taken some calls, so we have some open lines. If you've been trying to get in and only hear the busy signal, you can jump in now at 1-888-767-4348. Let's go to Dennis in beautiful Kearney, Arizona. Good morning, Dennis.
Hey, Rosie, first time caller, long time listener.
And what station are you listening to us on? You could hear us you can hear us from the Phoenix station. I bet you he could hear us from the Tucson station if he tried. So, okay, very good. What's your question, my friend?
Okay, been living here for 15 years, and backyard looks ugly. And so we planted grass, and now we're going to artificial grass.
Okay, all right.
So I know I have to drain it on the bottom so that it can sit there and drain, and I have to put sand on the top. So need to know your recommendations. I'm talking about 1,200 feet.
And this is a project you want to tackle yourself?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. I am not an expert at installing artificial turf. I've never laid one square foot of it, although we have had it installed by our subcontractors for several of our clients. I think how I'm going to best be able to serve you, Dennis, is we have Mark's phone number, and I won't give Mark's last name, but Mark is our most expert artificial turf installer. You think Mark would get mad if I gave Dennis his cell phone number?
Nah. Not on the air. You saw it during the commercial break.
Okay. Here. All right. Sunburst Landscaping. Easy Turf Distributors. Dennis, I'm going to put you in touch with Mark, and you guys are just going to have a one-on-one visit. He is the number one expert I know on turf installation. He'll be able to answer these questions a lot better than I will. Is that a fair way to handle it?
Fair enough.
And talk about hard water. Boy, there's no harder water in Arizona than there is in Gila County. What was the story you heard about water heaters in Globe?
Oh, something to the effect of every 2 years they have to be replaced.
Water heater manufacturers hate it when their product is being delivered to Gila County because they know they're going to have to warranty every single one of them. Oh, man. Dennis, we appreciate the call. Listening from beautiful Kearney, Arizona. We've got Jim in Phoenix. I was thinking we had to jump, but we have time. Jim in Phoenix, good morning.
Good morning. I've got a question regarding home tune-ups. I call them home tune-ups because that's what I've had in the past.
Okay.
And they've done well. I've made some improvements up in the attic. They did some better insulation around the knee walls, and they blew in extra blow-in insulation. And I'm still getting some areas of the house a little bit warm, and checking temperatures. It seems like it's a little bit warmer as far as the air coming out of the ducts there versus some other parts of the house. So what are these new, I think you have a different name for them other than home tune-ups.
Home energy audits.
Okay, and what are they going to be doing, and will they be able to address issues like ductwork blowing a little bit, you know, maybe 5 degrees warmer than other parts of the house? And also, just in general, will they also look at, here's how much window area you have in a room. We recommend window coverings or new windows or something else.
Jim, when was the last time you had a tune-up done, an energy audit?
I want to say it's probably been about 8 years.
Okay. All right. Well, they have changed in several ways. In particular, the most important thing they've done is they've started looking at a thing called pressure mapping, where they're actually trying to do a pressure test of your entire house. Don't hang up, Jim, because let me ask Jim one more question, Romy. Jim, do you happen to have that energy audit that was completed 8 years ago at your home?
I think I've got it, yes.
Okay. All right. If you do, you've just won a free home energy audit. I'm like Monty Hall, behind door number one. Okay, so if you've got the 8-year-old energy audit, you could put your hands on it. Jennifer, I'd like you to pick up Jim on line 2, and we're going to schedule for one of our Rosie certified energy auditors to go give him a free energy audit at his house. And then, Jim, I want you to, when you get that second report, I want you to give me a call. I'm going to come out to the house, and we're going to visit our way through both of them. I want to do this for my edification and for my education as well. We've got Dave from Oral Valley and David from Surprise, and an open line for you if you'd like to jump on. We'll be right back.